Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think a lot of people have taken an interest in your sort of Texas reading journey that you took over the course of 2019.
Yes. You know, it was just sort of something I backed into that I never intended but within the first week of the year, I decided it was what I was going to do, which was that I was going to attempt to spend the year reading Texas. And I said it that way because I read books about Texas. I read books set in Texas. I read books about Texas people. And I read books by Texas-based authors.
Uh-huh. And so how many books would you get?
I think it was 40 or 45 in the end that were on the list that I read.
So that's almost a book a week.
Yeah.
The one that got you started was God Save Texas by Lawrence Wright.
Yes. Yes, which I still think is a marvelous book. It's a it's talking about where Texas is today. It gives a lot of background on where we are, how we think, our identity. You know, how does the historic Texas swagger fit into the modern world? And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Another one that I loved that followed was the one that followed it was W.F. Strong's Stories of Texas. And of course, mm-hmm. W.F. Strong is a regular for any of your listeners that right. hear the Texas Standard because yep. he's a commentator on there yep. Once a week. And so I knew his voice. And get the audio book on that one because he narrates it.
And he has a distinctive voice.
Very much.
Very much a Texas
yes.
voice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So those are a couple. Well, what stood out? I mean, obviously those were ones.
Well, there were some. Yes, obviously there was some junk in there. Books that stood out to me. I love the historical fiction genre. Lonesome Dove is still a Texas classic. And if you've yeah. never read it, you should. If you have, read it again. I also loved News of the World by Paulette Giles, which is set in Reconstruction, Texas. And in fact, they're making a movie of it with Tom Hanks in the lead role, which should be a dream.
What is the name of that again?
News of the World.
Really?
It's about a man who travels around Texas reading the news of the world to audiences in these little bitty towns where they can't get newspapers and many of them are illiterate. And he is asked to take a child who had been captured by the Comanches and has been recaptured back to her family. And it's the story of their journey.
Great.
Wonderful
Great.
Book.
We're talking with Pud Kearns of Housewarmers of Greenville. And this morning we're talking about Pud's 2019 Texas reading experience. We've talked about this once before, but now it's...
We talked about halfway through
right.
the year.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Other books that I thought were really wonderful that I two that go together, A Journey Through Texas by Frederick Law Olmsted.
Yeah.
This was written in the 1850s, and he is the man who designed Central Park.
Uh-huh.
Just to give you an idea of who he is, and he wrote an account of a horseback journey he took through Texas. Last year, Tony Horwitz, who I think is a wonderful writer, and I was so sad that he died suddenly this last year, and so this will be his last book, was called Spying on the South. And he goes back and recreates Olmsted's journey, although only one portion of it is on a mule. And that portion is hysterically funny. And Horowitz writes in a very wonderful, funny, and wry way. In the fiction side, in the last picture show, The Gay Place by Billy Lee Brammer, which is a classic about Texas politics. And the governor is clearly LBJ, even though he was never governor, yeah. but the personality's fabulous book. In biographies, Frank Hamer biography, mm-hmm. the Texas Ranger yep. who killed Bonnie and Clyde. I loved the one on Van Cliburn called Moscow Nights.
Mm-hmm.
The Matriarch by Barbara Bush. And The Price of Valor, which is a biography of Audie Murphy and really brings in the post-traumatic stress that he suffered from.
Yeah. What did you learn about Texas?
One of the things I learned is that we are complicated, that history is not as clean and cut and dried as it is portrayed.
Yeah.
Not everybody was a hero that we think was a hero. Or maybe, no, let me put it this way. Not every hero always behaved heroically.
That's right. That's right.
Many people who were unsung heroes ended up, maybe they didn't live these great, remarkable lives, but they may have done remarkable things.
Mm-hmm. You said, what was your very favorite book that you read?
My very favorite book, without a doubt, was Goodbye to a River. And I had read that when we talked the last time. You know, John Graves just did such a lyrical job of describing his canoe trip down the Brazos River. One minute you are sailing back past gravel shoals with him, and the next minute you're seeing pioneers that lived there and the Indians that would have stood on the banks. You get a sense of the wildlife. Just the most magnificent language. Yeah.
And it definitely goes through the heart of Texas, the Brazos River.
Yes, and in many ways, the Brazos River is the heart of Texas.
Right,
and he saved the Brazos.
Yeah.
That's, he really did.
Oh, that's another a whole other story for maybe another time.
Yes, yes.
Pud, this fascinating journey of reading, and I guess it will, to some extent, still continue.
And if anyone likes the whole list, I do have a printout, and I know you can put it on the Blacklands Cafe page. That's just a list of everything I read.
Right. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
Always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.